agreement on normalizing relations with the United Arab Emirates, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday he and Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan have agreed to meet soon. The Israeli parliament is expected to vote on ratifying the agreement later this week. Israel and the UAE signed the U.S. brokered agreement at a White House ceremony last month, where Israel also signed a similar deal with Bahrain. They are the third and fourth Arab states to make such agreements with Israel, following Egypt in 1979 and Jordan in 1994. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Monday no changes were anticipated to the format for peace talks over Nagorno-Karabakh after Azerbaijan proposed that its ally Turkey should be involved. Lavrov was speaking to reporters in Moscow after talks with Armenia's foreign minister, who said effective peace talks over Nagorno-Karabakh would only be possible after a full ceasefire between Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces. The area is largely ethnic Albanian-populated enclave with Azerbaijan. Meanwhile, Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces accused each other on Monday of launching new attacks in and around Nagorno-Karabakh, increasing pressure on a humanitarian ceasefire intended to stop the heaviest fighting over the enclave for more than 25 years. Jordan's King Abdullah swore in a new government led by veteran diplomat Bashir al-Qassani on Monday, charging him with accelerating IMF-backed reforms as the economy faces its sharpest contraction in decades due to the coronavirus outbreak. British-educated Qassani, 51, was appointed Wednesday to replace Omar al-Razaz. This is VOA News. Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearing has started on Capitol Hill as Republicans and push to cement a conservative majority.